Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And we have our reoccurring guest, Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist with Manulife Investment Management. We were talking, Philip, before the show or before the break about some of the signs you're looking at to see if there's a global recovery. You mentioned copper. You've mentioned activity and mobility within search engines like Google and so forth, Apple's and so forth. They're all tracking mobility and so forth. The question, I'll call it the trillion-dollar question, Ooh. Andrew. The trillion-dollar question. We've seen a great recovery. And we've seen markets that have come back. And in Canadian dollars, some markets in the U.S. are now positive as a return. Where do you put your money now? What kind of, we'll call it, asset allocation do you have now, knowing what you know?
Okay. So we are back to 60-40 in terms of our model portfolio and our asset allocation. So we're back to neutral. So at the end of June, we increased our equity weight by another 5%. Now, you might be sitting there saying, well, we just saw a rally of 35-plus percent mm-hmm. off the lows of March. Why would you add now? Here's why. Because as we are going through a recovery, we think the upside in equities over the next 18 months. Now, we've extended our outlook. Rather than 12 months, we've done 18 months just because 12 months are still a fair bit of uncertainty. 18 months, we do believe that we have a higher confidence that we're going to be solidly in a recovery. We're going to be moving ahead. And therefore, our equity outlook, we think that equities can deliver a return of, it's a range, but between 5 and 15%. But we think that there's a 75% probability of that. So we're a little bit, I wouldn't say cautiously optimistic. We're optimistic to the sense of an average market return over 18 months. Now, when you compare it to some of the bonds, like long-duration government bonds out there, it looks far greater on the equity side than it does on the bond side. Because mm-hmm. to what Andrew mentioned, are we going to see inflation? I think we are. Historically, coming out of a recession, the yield curve steepens or long interest rates move up, which is bad for bonds. As rates move up, not the Fed or the Bank of Canada, but the market-driven interest rates go higher, bonds fall in value. I think that's what we're going to see over the course of the next 18 months on the government side of things. And so on a relative basis, here's where we sit there saying, you know what? I think it's prudent at this point to add another 5% to equities for the next 18 months because we believe we're going to be solidly in a recovery. So we're back to neutral. Really is where we are. And that's how we stand today.
75% probability. This is a 5 to 15% return in the market, in the equity markets. What's the 25%? What could go wrong that would push your, and we mean realistically, what do you see as big risks that things could go the other way?
The big risk is a second or third wave of COVID that will result in another economic shutdown. That's the unknown factor. That's the wild card. The election is coming. I don't really pay much attention to the election. It never is a good indicator in terms of the direction of the markets. But if we had, and I do believe all the medical professionals are saying we're going to see a second wave and maybe a third wave. The question is, what is going to be the government response? I'm of the mind that the government is going to keep the economy open and just manage the healthcare system. We sacrificed the economy. Now we need to keep the economy opening and just manage the healthcare system. Because of what we've been through, I don't think we can afford another economic shutdown. But that is the wild card. That's the 25% probability saying, well, if we have to shut down again, then we're likely to see a resumption of the bear market.
And what would be needed in order for things to be better than your forecast? So that's your better than the 5 to 15% of the equity markets. Is the market looking for a vaccine?
I believe the market is looking for a vaccine or other therapeutics that will really mitigate the severity of the virus. I think you can't stop the contagion unless you have a vaccine. I don't think you can stop the contagion, but if you can stop the hospitalizations or ease the hospitalizations, ease the severity of it, then we are in a sharper, then we can see potentially a V-shaped recovery or a faster recovery, which means a faster return to prior earnings. Attach a reasonable multiple to that, and that's your 15% plus upside. And we put a 15% probability on that.
Okay. Now let's talk about two areas that people are really, the buzz in Calgary is, besides oil, the buzz in Calgary is gold and Canadian dollar. What are your thoughts of those two?
Higher for both. I think that's the quick answer. The reason why monetary inflation tends to see higher gold prices, right? So as the Fed has increased the money supply, gold has been a beneficiary of that, and I think will continue. Our fair value model for gold suggests that, you know, $2,250 is a fair price given the money supply. And the Canadian dollar, higher as well. We do see upward pressure potential for oil prices. The Canadian dollar is still tied to oil. You know, we have not moved off of that. And therefore, we think the Canadian dollar can go, right now we're saying 77 cents, but that's using a conservative number for oil at $45 a barrel. Higher than that, let's say it gets to 50, now we're looking at about 79 cents.
Do you see oil moving up?
I think we do, or we do see it, I should say, because we've seen the rig count in the United States fall dramatically. We've gone from about 680 rigs to sub 200 rigs. Oil production in the United States is off almost 3 million barrels a day. You have OPEC oil production that's down, and you're starting to see demand improve again. So I think we're going to go from a supply glut to a supply deficit, and that should be supportive towards higher prices for oil.
You see this deficit happening in 2020, Philip?
No, it's probably going to be more the first half of 2021.
There we go. Okay. So we've got a 60% equity portfolio, 40% fixed income. In the equity side, we've talked and we've read your write-ups. And by the way, anybody wants to listen to his podcast, definitely do it because it's fantastic information that he puts on his podcast. Where do you invest? Because is Canada a place to invest or shall we look elsewhere?
Well, I'd say this. Canada is. The TSX itself might not be. Meaning, you know, I don't want to be an index buyer of the Canadian market because the Canadian market is still weighed and skewed towards oil and oil prices and so on. And so even though I think oil prices can go higher, look, $45 isn't anything to cheer about if you're an oil producer, right? You know, $50 still isn't wildly profitable. So that says the TSX might lag its peers. Globally. But there are some great opportunities in Canada nonetheless at the individual security level. So I think, you know, look past the index for the opportunities. And then geographically, we favor global right now. And in particular, we think the U.S. is a good place to be. And that's where we've increased our weight. The U.S. has more technology disruptive companies than any other country in the world. And if you can get past the fangs, the valuation actually is pretty reasonable. And you know, the market hasn't been driven just by the fangs, yet ironically, the fangs are driving the valuation higher. So if you look at the S&P 500, it looks expensive or it looks fully valued. If you equal weight it, now it looks much cheaper. And guess what? Since the March 23rd low, the equal weighted index has kept pace with the market cap weighted index, meaning this is a broad-based rally more than just the fangs. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and throw Microsoft in there.
We have to let it go here because I could talk to you for hours, my friend. This is great information, good ideas. And again, Philip, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me and good luck.
We have been joined by Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist, Manulife Investment Management. Some of his strategies, some of our strategies and other top professional money managers from around the world have all talked about a pillar-based investment, looking at different pillars, different ways of investing. And we're going to show you our strategy on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, don't go away. After the break, we're going to talk about what do you need to do in order to find the right advisor for you. You've been listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.